You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to become the recognized expert in your industry so that the leads come to you instead of you constantly having to go out there and get leads. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to have?
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I hope you are having an amazing day because today what I'm going to talk to you about is going to change your business forever. I remember the first time I was exposed to this concept. It absolutely blew me away because here I was, something like 15 years into my business career. I'd been in sales, I'd done marketing, I'd started my own businesses as an entrepreneur. I used to teach other people about entrepreneurship and business. And then someone absolutely blew me away by talking about this concept that I'm going to talk to you today. See, the essence of it is this, is that traditional marketing is dead. Today, if you want to succeed, and you want to be able to get the clients to come to you, you must become the expert in your industry. You must become the established expert in your industry. You must be the person that people go to for information. You must be the person that people go to for answers, not the person people go to because they know your name from some advertisement. And it doesn't really matter what industry you're in. You could be in real estate. You could be in banking. You could be in tech. You could be in health. You could be in any industry you want. The bottom line is you must establish yourself as the absolute expert. Think about it. If you're looking to, say, buy or sell your home, do you want to go to the person who makes the nicest flyers in your neighborhood? Or do you want to go to the person who is known as the expert in real estate in your area? Do you want to go to the person who literally wrote the book on getting the highest value for your home in your particular city or in your county? I don't know about you, but I would rather go to the expert. And see, I hear people all the time telling me that the competition beat them, right? Someone else took the business from them, right? Someone, for example, I was talking to yesterday is in real estate, and she was telling me how she loses a lot of business to other real estate agents because they say, well, I have a family member or a friend in real estate. Wait a minute. Doesn't everyone have a family member or friend in real estate? I know people whose own brothers and sisters are in real estate, but they use a different real estate agent, and they'll come up with all kinds of excuses for why they're doing it. So why is it that someone would choose to use you over their own family members or their own friends? Well, it's because you are absolutely established as the expert in your industry. So the question then is, how do you establish yourself as the expert in your industry? Number one, stop selling and start educating. You want to start educating people. Every single opportunity you have, provide guidance, provide assistance, provide information. Give people as much guidance as you possibly can in every medium possible. So let's say you have a dry cleaners, right? And I'm trying to use an example here that's way out of the ordinary so you understand that you can educate people in any business. And you run into someone at the grocery store. Instead of telling that person, hey, come to my dry cleaners, I'm going to give you $2 off, or I'm going to give you a coupon or something silly like that. Instead, what if you educated them so that they understood that, wow, you are absolutely the expert, right? So you told them, hey, that's a really nice shirt. By the way, be careful because that type of material is a material that some dry cleaners will accidentally dry clean when it really should be laundered. And having that kind of shirt dry clean can actually damage it. And a lot of people don't realize that. Or you could tell them something about the latest and greatest in the chemicals that are used or something like that. See, by educating someone, you are going to imply that you are the best and they're going to want to come to you. Imagine if someone told you that about dry cleaning, wouldn't you want to go to their dry cleaners? Of course you would. Or if you're talking to someone about real estate, let's say, instead of them saying, hi, I'm Armand Sadeghi and I'm an agent. You know, instead of that, what if they said, oh, wow, you live in the city of Miami? Hey, one of the key things to selling a home in Miami is it turns out that certain months of the year, people just don't get that high a value. So I would suggest you don't put your house on the market in the months of April, July, and November. Now, I don't know what the reality is. If you're really in real estate in Miami, you're going to have to find out what the facts are. But what if you're offering that type of information? And by the way, that type of information is literally seconds away from you. All you have to do is get on your computer. And these days, you can Google the answer to just about anything. And there are people researching this stuff out there. And the content is out there in articles written all over the web that you can access. Right? So you get the information, and now you make that information available to people. And instead of saying, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. You provide information, you provide guidance, you give them education, which then establishes you as the expert in your industry. I've been in multiple different industries, literally in businesses in just about a dozen industries. And I can tell you, in every single one of those industries, I have been recognized as an expert. To this day, when I go to conferences for multiple of these industries that I'm in, I'm recognized by my competitors. People stop me in the hallway and come shake my hand. Now, I'm no one special. Why do they stop me? Well, because as far as they know, I'm the expert in the industry. Now, how have I established myself as the expert in the industry? Well, number one, I write articles. And I encourage you to do the same. Because remember those articles that I said you can find online? Well, what if you could write some of those? In fact, you could find someone else's article, right, and write your own version of it with your own tidbits added in. Now, I'm not telling you to plagiarize. You write your own version, your own content, but you could use what they say as motivation for what you write, right? But if you're putting articles out there, it's a great way to establish yourself as an expert. The other way, of course, is if you have the ability, speaking in public, that's a huge one. Putting on conferences, putting on talks, things like that. That's a big way of establishing yourself as an expert. And then, of course, writing books. That's a huge one. And people think that writing a book is such an enormous obstacle. It's really not. It's nothing like it used to be. Number one, with self-publishing today, you can publish a book for pennies compared to what it used to be like before. And number two, you don't have to get these big publishing houses to decide to publish your own book because you get to choose that you want to publish your book and nobody can stop you. And on top of that, the other thing with doing a book is that you don't even need to have great writing skills because you can use the audio recorder on your phone to record your voice and then have that voice transcribed, edited, and turned into what could be an amazing book just based on your spoken word. But the key is you have to establish yourself as an expert. Now, people always tell me, Armand, you know, I don't know what article to write. I'm not sure what to do. So one of the keys that I teach people is using numbered articles. If you write numbered articles, number one, they've been proven to connect with people much better than articles without numbers. Part of that reason is because a lot of people are lazy or busy. And so when they read an article title, if it says a number in there, like 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, they think to themselves, well, I can just go into the article and see what those 5 or 6 things are, right? And I don't actually have to read the entire article. And that's what a lot of people do. In fact, I'd say 90% of the articles I look at, that's all I go in and look at. Right. And then if I like something, I'll dig in deeper and read that particular paragraph. The other thing you can do is when you're writing articles, you can think of things that sort of scare people a little bit and you can utilize that to get them to take more interest in your article. For example, let's say you're in real estate and you want to write an article that really captures people's attention and people read your article. And at the same time, it really establishes you as an expert. So let's think about it or put yourself on the other side. Let's say that you're looking to buy a house or you're looking to sell a house, and I tell you this article title. Tell me how this connects with you, okay? Listen to this. The 5 biggest regrets people have the day after escrow closes on their house. Think about that for a second. Would you actually say no to that article? Of course not. You would have to read it. And when you read that article, would you not instantly think of the person who wrote it as an expert? Absolutely. Now, let's say you have a real estate agent who's going door to door knocking on doors. When they knock on your door and instead of giving you some sales pitch, they hand you this article. One, doesn't it instantly establish them as an expert? And two, doesn't it immediately give them an opportunity to talk to you? Of course it does. Or let's say you're in the wedding business. You could be a wedding planner. You could be a wedding photographer or whatever. You could make cakes. And what if you had an article that was called The 5 Biggest Regrets Brides Have the Day After Their Wedding? Now, ladies, as you're listening to this, doesn't that just capture your attention? Like, don't you, if you're planning a wedding or you're planning your daughter's wedding or something like that, wouldn't you instantly be like, holy cow, I need to know what those 5 regrets are? Because as a bride, the last thing you want is to have that regret the day after your wedding. So as we're going through this and you're trying to think of different educational concepts you can teach, use this numbered concept. And I bet you in your industry, if you just use the number 5 to start with, now it doesn't matter, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 15, I've written articles where I talk about the number 30, right? It makes no difference, whatever number. Think of a number and start small. 5 is usually a good number to start with. And say the 5 biggest something, 5 biggest regrets, 5 biggest secrets, or the 5 challenges, or the 5 keys, or the 5 critical points, whatever. The 5 something to something within your business. And then just write out what those 5 things are. Then write a paragraph about each one, and before you know it, you will have an awesome article that you can put out there. And I know you don't think you're the expert yet, but let me tell you, No one really deep down thinks they're the expert in anything. Because as human beings, we're pretty humble, believe it or not. Even the people who don't act humble, we're pretty humble. So we always think that someone else has better answers than we do. But why? Why would you assume that? Whatever business you're in, trust me, you have expertise in that business that no other person on the planet does. So what you want to do is, starting today, I want you to stop trying to sell. I want you to stop trying to market to people using ridiculous traditional marketing methods that just don't work anymore. They're dead. They're long gone. What I want you to do is, I want you to start practicing educational marketing. Educate people. And one of the people that I really admire in business is a man who's no longer with us, but Chet Holmes was a brilliant, brilliant businessman. And he taught marketing in a way that no one else ever talked about. And one of his keys was this thing called a stadium pitch. And the article titles I talked to you about before, for the most part, come from his teaching, because he's the one who taught me about this stuff. And what you understand is, when he talked about this thing, he talked about a stadium pitch. And his whole concept was this: if you have a stadium full of people, right, and you get up there and you're about to speak to these people, let's say you have 20,000 or 100,000 of your ideal clients in the stadium, and you're about to get up there and you're about to speak. But he had some little things that he put on there. He said, for example, okay, these people are hungry, they haven't been fed, and there's free food outside. And someone comes on and says, our next speaker is Armand Sadeghi. And by the way, if you want, there's a free buffet with steak and lobster outside. Or you can sit here hungry and listen to Armand. Okay, now you get up there. You have like 10 seconds to stop people from walking out. What are you going to say? So let's say you're a wedding planner, right? And you got up there and you said, hi, my name is Armand Sadeghi, and today I'm here to talk to you about how you can plan an amazing wedding. Are you kidding me? Of those 100,000, 98,000 of them just walked out to go get food. Right, but what if you're a wedding planner and instead you walk up and you say, hi, my name is Armand Sadeghi, and today I'm here to talk to you about the 5 biggest regrets that brides have the day after their wedding. By the way, there's a free buffet outside. You can either listen to me or you can go have food. Let me tell you, maybe not all 100,000 would stay, but you'd get pretty darn close to keeping everyone in that room. Right, because people are interested in that education. Right, they're not going to miss out on that opportunity. And by utilizing these skills and constantly being out there in an effort to educate people, you're going to see your sales process become so much easier. It'll be incredible. And more importantly, you're going to see a lot more referral business, because when people recognize you as an expert, they are way more likely to refer you to their friends and family. And when they are referring to you to their friends and family, they don't just say, hey, do business with so-and-so. They say, hey, make sure you talk to so-and-so because he's got great information, or she is the expert in this thing. You want to make sure you get advice from her. Now, they're not sending you business by saying, hey, go buy from this person. They say, hey, this is the person you go to for advice. But if you're going to someone for advice, if someone is really that much of an expert, wouldn't you want to do business with them? So my challenge to you today is, starting today, you are going to become an expert in your industry and you're going to practice educational marketing. Look, I love business. If you haven't picked up my book yet, The Business Bible, make sure you pick it up. It's an awesome book that talks about a lot of different topics, including this one, which is one of my favorite ones. And we're going to come back to this in multiple episodes to talk about specific areas of this thing. But make sure that starting today, you get out of the old habits of marketing and all the other junk that you've done in the past, and focus purely on educational marketing that makes you the expert. I'm so excited you're joining me here today, and I want to tell you, as you go out there, you go kick some butt and become an expert in your industry, make sure that you always lead with your heart. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Test, test. Woo-woo. Testing. Is anyone out there? Hello. Hello, everyone in podcast land. Hey, are you listening to me in your mobile university? That's so cool. I'm in your car right now. Huh. I hope you have a good sound system. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You could be in any industry. You could be in a tech. Blah, blah, blah.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.